It's a great win yesterday. It was great that the game ball went to Jim's family. It was just a great, it was a great vibe in the stadium. And it seemed that everybody was loose. It seemed that everybody was happy. They won. They played hard. They didn't give up throughout the entire game. Hasn't been always able to say that. I mean, good God, and we're not talking about youth football here. They're professionals. But it did seem to be that there was so much more that was in sync yesterday. I'm getting smoked online right now because I asked you and I said, I can't commit to it fully. Or I just said, was it a Watson problem? And everybody on the phones and everybody online want to say yes. And a lot of me leans and wants to say yes, guys. But it's been one game. I can't just erase everything and say that he and himself was the only problem. I can't do it yet. I want to go that way. But I just feel, I've spent all this time talking about him, this offense, who should run this offense, all the ways to try to make it work. One week it looks good. Now, I know it looked good with Joe Flacco for the most part last year. That goes with a lot of people. I get that. But can I say that this iteration of the Browns, their only problem was Deshaun Watson? I can't bring myself to say it. Maybe next week if they beat up on the Chargers. I can't bring myself to say it just yet. Not yet.
I don't think it's ever
responsible.
It's obviously in the NFL never only one thing, but I can say this pretty confidently is that Watson was a problem, and then he also created more problems.
Yes,
and
that's true.
Because of that, and I know it sounds like we're scapegoating him. No, I told you Kevin Stefanski had gotten an F, maybe an F minus from me for everything up to this week. Because I don't think he had done a good job. But I think Watson caused a lot of issues. Remember, Watson needed to be from the shotgun. He didn't like turning his back on the defense. He did not really get off his first read. As much as some people like to credit that he wasn't throwing interceptions, I think now we saw why he wasn't throwing interceptions. Because he wasn't putting the ball in harm's way, which you have to do to play quarterback in the NFL. To throw guys open means at times you're going to put the ball in some precarious situations. Mm-hmm. I think running himself into sacks. Well, what do you know? Yesterday, Jameis Winston didn't really run himself into sacks. So that's what I'm talking about when it comes to Watson and how unconfident he was this year, creating so many more problems that may not have existed otherwise.
Like these are fairly incriminating numbers against the offense being ran with Deshaun Watson. When you have a quarterback that throws for 334 and three touchdowns, when you have Cedric Tillman, who resembled a water heater out there, had seven catches for 99 yards and two touchdowns. Elijah Moore had 85 yards. The guy was on a milk carton up until this game. Jerry Jeudy won his helmet against the bench last week. He had 79 yards receiving. David Njoku had a touchdown and 61 yards here. I mean, this is between five guys. This is spread out yards of almost 334 yards altogether. You had Jeff Schwemann, Pierre Strong, who caught a couple of passes, one each for 10 yards total. But you have four guys here, I beg your pardon, who are right there at the top. I mean, you want the ball dispersed. You got it dispersed. He got the ball out. I know all that looks way better than anything we have seen for the previous 7 weeks. And I think it leads to a bunch of questions of who ordered the code red. I think we have more questions than answers now. Who decided that this was going to be? Did Kevin Stefanski really believe that he gave us the best chance to win? Did he really believe that? Because that's still, I think you would lose confidence in your head coach if he felt that that was the case. Everybody outside of Cleveland watching this. I mean, Mina Kimes saying it's amazing how this offense all of a sudden clicks. Mike Golic Jr., we've had his father on the show plenty of times. There's no way you can put Deshaun Watson back out on the field in Cleveland again after today. I know there's a lot of strong things said, and it's easy to say those strong things about that guy. But I need another week of evidence before I'm willing to be fully committal and say, yep, it was all on him. Because I could always turn around. If I was the most ardent Watson supporter, and I'm not, but if I was, I go, well, who's calling the plays? Who was the one calling the plays? Why did you bring him in? He's the one calling the plays now. Did it not look better yesterday, with the exception of that last play right before the end of the half? I wanted to scream and yell and put holes in the wall. But either way, like who's doing that? So I can find other scapegoats to either deny the truth or to just give me another week before I say everything is just magically fixed. Because if we're still talking about trading guys, that means that they're still not that great, and I could still find something on tape, and the Chargers could get ready for us next Sunday. I'm just not willing to go fully there yet.
Yeah, and I want to hear from the fans now, but I'll just say this. I came into this week saying, you know, my entire life I thought that play calling was overrated. And we've had Kevin Stefanski in this studio say it is so overrated. He goes, there's so many guys that could call plays. And I didn't see anything different from last year's Flacco experience, which leads me to believe again, yeah, great. Ken Dorsey called the plays. Maybe it allowed Kevin to focus on some other things. And you saw he was more emotional than he'd been. He wasn't the robot just staring at his play sheet the entire game. Maybe that's something that helped get players to respond. It seemed like they were on Kevin a lot yesterday, and he was marching up and down the sidelines a little more. He had a little more passion, that emotional edge, maybe his players needed from him. I don't know.
Yeah.
But that was an offense, whether that was Ken Dorsey or Kevin Stefanski last year, the important thing was, yeah, they could have a quarterback that could make reads, make assessments of the line of scrimmage, and they could have confidence in him. And all of a sudden, that offense looked totally different.
216-474-0092. Was it a Stefanski problem? Was it a Watson problem? Let me get to Josh and Berea first. Josh, you're next up in the fan.
Hey, fellas. First off, rest in peace to Jimmy. I mean, that was, I think, a shocking. I mean, I don't even know how to say it. It was just tough Saturday. And
yeah, it was tough. It really was. Yep.
I think there was this magical fairy dust all over Huntington Bank Stadium, whatever it's called now, Cleveland Browns Stadium, I always call it. But yeah, it was awesome to see that. And yeah, I can see where you're coming from, Kevin. It's like, can you blame Watson? And, you know, one hand washes the other when it comes to this situation. Who ordered the code red? But I mean, you see it. I mean, you have a quarterback. When you have a quarterback that's willing to grip it and rip it at times, you always have a chance to win a game. I mean, this is the Ravens defense isn't great. But this is also a Ravens offense that has been averaging like 38 points a game in the last 4 weeks. And we held them to 24. Those guys played with passion. Also, you know, prayers to JOK because that was a nasty injury. I hope he's okay. That was.
They said, Josh, and thank you very much for the call. They said he was moving all his extremities. We'll find out as time goes on. I know he spent the night in the hospital for overnight observation. JOK is one of the great guys in football. I learned something every time I talk to the guy. So, yeah, we are hoping that JOK is going to be okay. Not just about football, but obviously as a person there. We want to make sure he's okay. 216-474-0092. Jim in Parma, you're next up on the fan.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Morning, Jim.
Okay, hey, so was it a Stefanski problem back when we had P.J. Walker and we were going out and beating teams like...
It certainly wasn't, but also we didn't bring in a deep... Jim.
I don't mean to be argumentative.
I'm not being argumentative. I want to have a back and forth.
Talking, Jim.
I know the point you were making, and now I'm going to make a point back. It's a phone call. So let me ask you this. Did we have Ken Dorsey at that time? No, we didn't. Now, who brought in Ken Dorsey? Why did they bring him in? Like, we have more questions than answers is what I'm trying to illustrate. Go ahead now.
We were making excuses for everything. We were trying to figure out how to make Watson work, and we were getting rid of the things that might not have made him work, like Alex Van Pelt, when in reality... It might have been, I don't want to blame it on his injury because that's hard. But it might have been the shoulder injury. Now he's scared to throw. Now he's starting to be a little bit more physical. There's something that happened with him, and it's just, it doesn't work. Whereas we've seen in the past with Stefanski that he's made some decent average quarterbacks like Baker, like Jacoby Brissett, like P.J. Walker, so Flacco, I can go on. BTR had a good game against the Steelers. Mm-hmm. You know, he's able to take these quarterbacks and make them look good. But for whatever reason, with, you know, Watson, it didn't work out.
Yeah.
You know, I wish him the best of luck, but it just didn't work out.
Hell, Jim, I mean, I'm glad we found that because I agree with you overall. I'm just not ready to do it yet, and I'll tell you why, and thank you very much for the call. I was the king of saying, what, you're telling me Kevin Stefanski is the only coach in the NFL history who needs a bad quarterback? Not a good one. Needs a bad quarterback. I was willing to do it. But it's been 1 week, And now that you've put something on tape of what you do and how you conduct your offense, there will be another chance for a defense to play against you. Now, if you go out there and you look like a decent, competent offense again, that's two straight weeks where the evidence is just going to be undeniable. But I don't want to go shooting my mouth off after one tremendous win that was an emotional game that was played very well on offense. Played very well on offense. And certainly played well on defense when you're able to hem in Lamar Jackson as best you could, because you know he can probably be the most frustrating quarterback in the NFL to play against. They did a tremendous job. I'm just not willing to do it just yet. 216-474-0092. Was it a Watson problem? Was it a Stefanski problem? Was it both their problem? Were there one's calling plays for the quarterback that isn't very good to begin with? Coming up at 745, Fix My Life, you guys, and I guess you're all 2 years late to something Lyman knew back then. Ken Carmen, Anthony